The Eta Aquilae System, Radial Velocities and Astrometry in Search of Eta Aquilae B, by G. Fritz Benedict et al. The classical Cepheid Eta Aquilae was not included in past Levitt Law work, Benedict et al. 2007, because of a presumed complicating orbit due to a known B9.8 V companion. To determine the orbit of Eta Aquilae B, we analyze a significant number of radial velocity measures, RV, from 8 sources. With these we establish the RV variation due to Cepheid pulsation, using a 12 Fourier coefficient model, while solving for velocity offsets required to bring the RV data sets into coincidence. RV residuals provide no evidence of orbital motion, suggesting either nearly face-on orientation or very long period. Reanalysis of Hubble Space Telescope Fine Guidance Sensor Astrometry now includes reference star parallax and proper motion priors from Gaia EDR-3. As modeling confirmation, we reanalyze Zeta Gem in parallel, deriving Zeta Gem parallax and proper motion values consistent with Gaia EDR-3, and consistent with the Benedict 2007 Levitt Law. In an effort to further characterize Eta Aquilae B, we hypothesize that Eta Aquilae residuals larger than those of the associated reference stars or a parallax inconsistent with EDR-3 and the Benedict 2007 Levitt Law indicate unmodeled orbital motion. Using the astrometric noise or parallax mismatch with EDR-3, we estimate possible periods and mass for Eta Aquilae B, ascribing photocenter motion to the photometric variation of the Cepheid. Eta Aquilae yields a plausible separation, consistent with a long period, explaining the lack of RV variation. None of these approaches yields an unassailable characterization of the Eta Aquilae B system. This was the Eta Aquilae System, Radial Velocities and Astrometry in Search of Eta Aquilae B, by G. Fritz Benedict et al.